Vamos. Ivo Andrula operates Prague's two leading art house cinemas, Iro in the Žižkov district of the city and Svetozor, a few metres from Wenceslas Square. In recent years, he's also entered the distribution business with Iro Films, whose biggest success to date has been the documentary Citizen Havel, recently voted best Czech film of the last two decades by a poll of industry figures in Reflex magazine. I met Ivo Andrula in the cafe of Kino Svetozor.
I didn't really prepare for this kind of career because what I studied was international trade. So professionally or on the education side, not really. But on the other hand, I like to go to cinema a lot. And then when I went to Prague and I lived really close by the cinema that I'm working for now, it just happened in those days that my nowadays colleagues took over the cinema and rearranged the programming, rearranged the inside of it. And then I started paying a lot of attention to it because it was that exactly the type of place I like to go and hang out and watch good films, grab a beer. And then later I decided I wanted to stay for Prague 1 year in summer. So I was looking for a summer job. I asked them. They kind of needed someone. So I started there for just 2 months, and then they realized it's working out well. I loved it. So it's been 10 years, I think now, or maybe 9 years I stayed. Yeah.
You're talking now about Kino Iro, which is in Prague 3. Here we are now at the Svetozor Cinema, your second cinema in the center of Prague. How do those two cinemas differ for you?
Well, Iro is something that will probably never repeat. This was a coincidence of many, or collision of many coincidences, I would say, that everything turned out so well with Iro. It got really popular around the year 2000. It was like the place to be in Prague. We were enjoying the success, having a lot of plans for the future. And one of the plans was to overcome the limitations that Iro has. As you said, it's not really in the center of town. It's only one screen. So even for the programming, you are quite limited. And then we had a chance in 2004, I believe, to rent this cinema, Svetozor, in the center we are sitting now. So we took the chance and tried to set up something similar to Iro, but not quite the same. We tried to work in Svetozor with, I would say, a little bit more expensive clients on the small level, though, than in Iro. Iro remains to be a little bit more punky in terms of the society that's visiting the cinema or the people, and also the surroundings. I think the bar looks much more, I would say, beer type of bar than here. Here it's more coffee kind of place. So it's different feelings, different atmosphere, different programmation, different money, different everything.
Is there a big market for art house cinema in the Czech Republic, or could you possibly compare it to other countries, say, in Europe?
Well, Czech Republic is quite a small, or some people would say middle-sized country, so that works in the cinema market as well. The admission per person in Czech Republic is 1.2 admissions per year. That would be much more than in Poland, for example. So we are making up a little bit for the small size. Also, the Czech Republic is, I think, benefiting a lot from the fact that the Czech films are doing really well with the audiences. The rate of Czech films being in top 10 and the admissions that they make is quite high. I think after France and Turkey, it's the highest in Europe for last year. So the local production has a big popularity that helps in general the industry. For art house films, of course, it's very different between Prague, maybe Brno, and smaller cities. I think we are lucky with the cinemas being in Prague because that's a big enough audience to fill in the art house cinemas.
A couple of years ago, you set up a distribution company called Iro Films. How is that going?
Pretty well, thank you for asking. It's been about 4 years, I think, now. And we started the distribution company because now we had the cinema. We thought that we know what our audience want, and we realized that sometimes we would like to show them films that no other distribution company brings to the country. So we were lucky enough to find a partner and set up our own company. independently from the others and start bringing films that we liked and we wanted to show in our cinemas and in other cinemas as well.
One of your, I guess, biggest successes was the Havel film, Obchan Havel or Citizen Havel, about the former president. What did it mean for you to get that film?
It took us about 1 year from when we learned about this film is going to be in distribution until we actually released it. And good 6 months, we didn't know if it's going to be us, but we did everything we could to get this film under our hands, no matter what the profit would be. Nobody really expected it's going to be so successful at the beginning. It was simply because of the fact that to get related to a person like Václav Havel and to such a great film by Míra Janek, and it was something that just went directly through our hearts, and we knew this is exactly the type of programming we would love to send to the cinemas, and we are really happy it happened. Even more, it was really commercially successful release.
In today's world, a lot of people are getting a lot of stuff for free from the internet, illegally making illegal copies of DVDs. Czechs are great at this. You even find, you know, unofficial subtitles for TV programs in Czech. What can you do as a cinema operator to keep people coming to the cinema?
You're right. The internet piracy must be playing a huge role. Anytime I see anybody who understands how to get to this illegal website and then they show me how many titles you can download just by one click, I'm amazed, and I realize this is probably costing a lot of money, a lot of distributors and cinema operators. However, I'm not so sure that anybody that is watching films on internet would be, if not doing this, would be spending time and money going to the cinema. That's another thing. Anyway, I think the solution for this is to work with people from the very early stage to bring them to the cinemas when they are little kids, to try to explain to them that this is something they can never experience home, not because of the quality of the screening anymore. Sometimes the home video might be better than a local cinema equipment, but for the feeling of sharing, for the society, I would just say background of the whole event, for just sharing feelings that you are not likely to share watching TV or the film on the internet. That's as simple as it gets. And once people understand this, then you can have nations that are very cinematic nations, like France or England, where people have the same possibilities of downloading from the internet, but they understand somehow a little bit better because it's in their culture. History is under their skins, that going to the cinema is something really exciting, and they still do it in a heavy way, and that I think needs to be watched closely from the Czech Republic, and we have to learn from this and work with the kids in a better way. I think people should start thinking about it.